I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerks.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G. Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking all things Raya. Raya is the private membership-based dating app that many of your favorite celebrities and influencers use. We're discussing all of this and more with Paige Woolen. Some of you may know her from her online accounts, Paige Uncaged and Dudes in the DM. Paige is a model, OnlyFans creator, and influencer. She is also a veteran on the Raya app and an expert on sliding into DMs. She's fierce and she's not holding back. Let's get started.
Hey, Ferris.
Yeah?
This April, guess what?
What?
Reality TV hits a new high on Hulu.
A new high, you say?
Yeah. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, premieres on...
420. Let's blues.
You guessed it. Just in time for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
That sounds pretty
intense and good.
Yeah, like really interesting.
More than just coworkers, the owners and bud tenders.
Ah, I see. I see what they did there.
In High Hopes, are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. Mark your calendar for 420 to get into the new reality series, High Hopes, streaming only on Hulu. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today we are doing things a little differently. We are not going to talk about the week's hottest topics. We are going to talk to someone who I am so excited to have on the podcast because she is a wealth of information on a subject that you guys constantly DM me about. Some of you may know her from her online accounts, Paige Uncaged and Dudes in the DM. Paige is a model, OnlyFans creator, and influencer. And I feel like we became friends, like online friends, really, really early on.
1,000%. I saw your account and I just knew it was love at first click.
Yeah, like, okay, so you were DMing me. Did you get a BBL? You had some like surgery done and you were recovering.
Yes. Right. Yeah. I was, you know, flat on my face, literally with a brand new juicy butt. And I just was deep into the internet for sure. Yeah. It was like peak COVID, I think, because I was super bored. I was like, what do I do? Oh, I have to get plastic surgery.
Okay. So your account on Instagram is Paige Uncaged. You guys need to go there. Paige Uncaged to get a visual. Paige is a stunner. She's gorgeous. And she was, since she was an early account follower, she was sort of like my Raya advisor. Like, you told me a lot about Raya. You told me a lot about your experience with Raya. So much to the point that you were even giving your own followers advice on how to slide into the DMs of celebrities.
I was, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And they usually won't reject you. They just don't respond. So you really should be taking those shots with anyone you choose to.
Okay, so before we get into like how to slide into a celebrity's DMs, because I actually give that advice over Raya to all my followers, because I literally still get to this day DMs every day saying, do you have a Raya referral? Do you have a Raya referral? And I tell people, you don't need a Raya referral. Just slide into their DM. So before we get into that, let's talk about your experience with Raya. Okay. You have had experience with a lot of A-listers on Raya. One in particular that I just want you to talk about your experience and not, and I just, we just had like a little pre-conversation before we recorded. We're not here to shame anyone. We're not here to out anyone. I just said to Paige, like, as a normie who will never go on a date with an A-lister, I want to know what it's like going on a date with an A-lister, like from how they pick the place, like what was their opening line, like what was it like at dinner. So you agreed to walk us through your date with the one and only Ben Affleck.
Yes, yes. Okay. I felt like there should have been like a trumpet, like Ben Affleck.
I mean, well, tell us when you had this date with
yes.
him.
Yes, I have dates because like you said, you know, I think it's super easy to say, oh, you know, he's on Raya still with Jen. And it's like, no, no, no. So I have the date. Oh, do I have a Ben date? So this is pre-Anna.
Okay.
So this is when, you know, he was like sober and pre-Anna. And well, I think he's still sober. I'm not sure actually. But so we actually had, so on Raya, you know, you apply and then you get accepted and you're on there. Now I had my age range to younger than Ben. So he wasn't even coming up for me as an option. And then my girlfriend was like, oh, what's your age range set to? And I'm like, oh gosh, I should scoot this up. And then he popped right up and we matched. And I was like, holy cannoli. You know, this is exciting. So we chatted and, you know, he gave me his number pretty early on and we had really beautiful texting chemistry. And, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, we're in love. Like we're in love for sure. Mm-hmm. So he goes to plan a date and he planned a lunch date. And I thought, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. And he's like, I think he had to pick up his kids or something. And so he planned a lunch date. And I was leaving for Africa the next day to shoot Maxim, Australia. So I was, you know, super excited. Anyways, so he said, oh, you know, where would you like to go? So I actually picked the lunch spot. I picked the sushi spot in the Palisades called Pearl Dragon, which I grew up going to. And I thought it would be like, it's kind of dark in there. I thought it would be a nice, you know, like cool spot. He had never been. So we met there and instantly there was just no chemistry. Mm. Like on either end, like we both were kind of like, I don't know, you know, when you go on a date and you know within the first like 2 minutes if you're going to like bang or not.
Yeah. But what did you feel like? So first of all, how long were you texting with him before you
maybe
met
a week,
him in person?
But it was like nonstop texting every day.
And did he take it to the sexy level? Like, was there any sexy?
There was not. I think he sent me like maybe like a selfie without maybe a shirt, but it was nothing like sexting at all. It was very like not even romantic, creepy, just like easy flow of chit chatting, joking, laughing, where I was like, oh, okay, I'm comfortable to go on a date. Like, I think it'd be a good time.
Was he asking you, like, what are your plans for the day? Like, what are you doing today? Was it, like, thoughtful in that sense?
Yes. Yeah. Super thoughtful. Oh, very sweet. Yeah. Just like, oh, you know, just normal, like, very sweet man talk, which I'm not used to. You know, if you look at my Instagram, like, you would imagine I get more so like, yeah, show me your titties and
yeah,
that kind of grotesque texting. So it was just a nice switch up for me.
I love that. I love that he wasn't creepy. I love that he was thoughtful. Like, did you get a lot of like, good morning, Paige, or, you know, sweet dreams, Paige? Like, did you get
yes,
like, oh, I love that.
Yeah. I know. I was smitten. And, okay, and then, of course, I started watching the movies.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious, you know. So, you know, I was really excited.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So I feel like you would be going into this with like exactly how you described, like, this is going to work. Like, you obviously know what each other looks like. You're two very attractive people. You have the vibe on the texting. So you sit down, and was it awkward?
It was. I think it's awkward. Like, it was an awkward during the day thing. And I had grown up going to this restaurant. Like, saying I'm a big drinker kind of sounds hectic, but, like, you know, I've drank at this restaurant before. So, of course, I knew the waiter, and he comes up to me and he goes, "Oh, Paige," and then looks at him and he's like, "Oh, you know, hi." And he goes, "Paige, are you going to have your daily mojito?" And I'm like, shoot. I'm like, looking at the guy like, you mother trucker, like, you know. And I'm like, daily mojito? No, that's not me. I don't know what you're talking
about. Wrong page.
Exactly. And he knows I've been drinking there forever. So he's like, okay. And I'm like, oh, like giving him like the slit throat, like sign with my hand. Like, no. Anyway, so, you know, I like to have a cocktail to kind of unwind, but it's during the day, you know, he's obviously not drinking. So, you know, I opted for a Diet Coke with lemon. And I just think, I don't know, we definitely were there for like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. But it wasn't the, you know, kind of like run and jump into his arms and like make out with the tongue scene that I had imagined in my head, for sure.
Who did the ordering? Like, who took the lead in the ordering?
Okay, so who took the lead in the ordering?
Because sushi.
He did.
Okay, because I'm assuming like you shared it with sushi. Like, maybe you shared a couple things.
We shared it with sushi. He ordered like a couple rolls. But he was looking at his phone, which is obviously another sign that you're not interested in the person. And then what started talking about exes, which, you know, I didn't really like brain record what he was saying. And I would hate to kind of repeat that kind of stuff,
totally.
But, that's also a sign that someone's not interested in you, obviously, when they start talking about their exes. So there was phone checking. And at that point I kind of was like, I don't know, disappointed, you know, that my love story, I think, was coming to an end. But we were there for quite a while, and we did talk about, you know, things, and, you know, I grew up in the Palisades and all those kinds of things. So it was nice, but there was definitely no chemistry. We talked a little bit afterwards, but, you know, I went to Africa, and he, I'm sure, has had other girls at the time. And it was the end of a very short love story, a week long.
Well, I love that he was, like, normal. I kind of love that he was normal. I mean, he sounds
so
like a totally normal date. Now, obviously, he paid, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And
I think I said, like, do you want me to do the fake reach, you know, for my purse?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's fine. I was like, okay, cool.
Now, did he try to, like, kiss you goodbye, or what was the parting ways like?
No, you know, I think he was I think he had to go pick up his kids, and he was arguing with someone, I could tell. And so he seemed very flustered towards the end of it.
Mm.
So it was kind of like a hug pat. Mm-hmm. You know, when you like hug someone and you kind of like jolt them up and down, kind of like an angry. Yeah. So I think he just was frustrated. And then he went out the front, and I went out the back, and that was the last I ever saw of him.
Well, it sounds like there was something going on, you know, aside from your date, that was distracting him on the phone. That's what it sounds like. Nothing to do with you, which is why he was looking at the phone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I don't know. I just think day dates are tough. You know, nighttime, I just think, is a little sexier. If you're planning a date with an A-list celebrity, I would say try and get them out at night.
Right. So if you're planning a date with a celebrity and they suggest a lunch, maybe gently glide them into a nighttime activity is your okay. That's good advice.
That's my advice.
Yeah. So you also mentioned that you had matched with Joe Jonas.
Yeah, so I was looking through my Raya this morning, and again, on record, this is 2015, okay? What year are we in now? 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was my first match on there.
Wow.
And, you know, I was looking through our conversation. I ended up giving him my number, and I don't know why we never went out or anything, but yeah, he was my first. I like thought I had to put my glasses on when I saw it this morning. I'm like, Joe Jonas? I'm like, the Joe Jonas? So that was a shocker.
Yeah.
And then since, yeah, I mean, I've been on there for a lot of years. I've matched with like John Mayer. I made a little list.
What happened with John Mayer? Did you ever get off the app and move to texting? Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama. The kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
You know, the John Mayer part was so interesting. This was in 2020, January. So we're like COVID nation. We have like good banter. And then I think I kind of turned it a little sexual. Like I made one like semi-sexual joke and he was like immediately turned off. Like
the really? Banter went,
yeah, to zero. And he just like never spoke to me again. Wait, he didn't like unmatch me or block me or anything, but he was like living in the woods or something during COVID. So there was no way to really meet up or anything. And then he dropped me like a hot potato.
Do you remember what you said that turned him off?
I don't, we were bantering and I remember saying like, oh, like, you know, I think it was something as stupid as like, that's what she said or something so
oh my God.
Dumb.
That, well, maybe... Well, maybe it wasn't the fact that it was sexual. Maybe it was just such a corny joke that he was just like, no thanks.
This girl's a loser. Yeah. It could have been something like, it could have been something, but it was along the lines of like, you could go down on me. Like he said something about going down somewhere. And I think I was like, you could go down on me if you want. And then he was like, ew.
Oh, okay. And well, that's a little different like, than that's what she said. But okay. Well, wow. I'm like super shocked. So these guys are like kind of really like above board. They're not these bigger stars, these A-listers aren't as creepy as I guess one would imagine. I mean, I never really thought about it, but I'm actually kind of pleasantly surprised to learn that they're pretty respectful. And because online dating, I don't care if you're a celebrity or a normie, like it's tricky. It's very tricky.
Right.
Okay. Now, do you have any tips? Like, obviously, when you guys go look at her profile, like, I feel like you're going to get a little discouraged and be like, well, I don't look like this, so I'm never going to get on Raya. But do you have any tips how people can get off the wait list onto the app? I mean, I feel like once you're on the wait list, you're kind of screwed. You're never getting off.
So it's so interesting. I have a weird glitch in my Raya. I think I told you this like a year ago, maybe, where I have unlimited friend passes.
Oh, God.
And I was giving them out left and right. And Raya texted me and they were like, Paige, we know you don't have this many friends. Like you need to prove that these people are your friends or else don't give them friend passes, and if this keeps happening, we're going to kick you off. I was like, who is this? You know? And it was like, I'm like, God.
They're like, it's Raya. Yeah,
God. I'm like, who is this? And they're like, it's Raya. I'm like, do you have a name? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay. I'm like, it's not even like Jenny from HR. It's just like Raya, like just randomly texting me. Like,
That's
I was
crazy.
So confused. So I do know. I think when you're on the wait list, it's tough. I think, you know, they've run into some issues recently. Like, I know, you know, Ben went on record and said that he, you know, he just had some scandal with one of the Selling Sunset girls that,
yeah,
like what I said, just that she didn't even say anything bad. She said it was before Jen. Like, she didn't say anything bad at all, but it got twisted and he had to come out and say he wasn't on there. And so I know that they're probably tightening up with security, I guess, on there, and maybe more A-listers are gonna maybe not be so into going on there because of the security breaches. But I also think it's, look, I think celebrities, they're just like us, right? You know, they want to date, they want to find someone that they connect with, they want to get a BJ. Like, they're not above that kind of lifestyle. So I think it just depends on who you are. But I know he obviously, now he's getting married, so he doesn't want that stigma that he's, you know, a cheater out there, he's doing anything sketchy. But I don't think you can delete your profile on there.
Yes, I was just gonna say that. Let's say that loud and clear, because Devin Booker, Kendall's boyfriend, is someone who comes up a lot, that people see him on Raya, so they think that means that him and Kendall are not dating. And I know I went on record and said I had heard that they were on a break, which I still maintain that they were on a break at some point. Now it seems like they're back on. But people will send me messages being like, I saw him on Raya, but that doesn't mean anything, because it's hard to get your profile off of Raya.
Right. And I'm sure, I would imagine, unless he blocked me, but I would imagine Ben's people went to Raya and was like, okay, you got to pull it. But other than that, like Joe Jonas is on there and he's married to
Sophie. Yeah, he's married to Sophie Turner.
Right. And obviously he's not on there. So, but his profile isn't deactivated, is what I'm saying. So from my research, you cannot deactivate your profile.
Right. That's correct. So I hope everyone who, you know, I hope a lot of people listen to this and understand that just because you see someone on there who might currently be in a relationship, it doesn't necessarily mean they're active. Andrew Garfield is another one that his profile, yeah. Have you ever matched with him?
I don't think he's matched back with me. Did I make a list of people that said no to me? I don't think I did. I love getting rejected. It's like a weird high. Like, for me, like, I just like it.
No, I like totally get it. If I were you, I would be interested too, because,
well,
you're like, you know, what is there to reject? Like, you know, listen, and I'm making this very superficial, but let's be honest, dating apps are superficial. They're looking at the picture. And if, you know, as someone who does not look like you, I would be like, who would reject her? So,
well, you know, though, it's actually harder to have really sexy photos that are so sexy, because, you know, obviously I'm trying to drive people to my OnlyFans. It's my job. Mm-hmm. But when you're dating, I think it's actually a deterrent, because one, they're like, oh, is she a porn star? Probably. And two, it's like, oh, she probably is really sexually a certain way, which I'm not, you know, in the first like 7 dates. So I think it has pros, but it does have a lot of cons, because there's a lot of assumptions that I'm just gonna, you know, blow you under the table at the restaurant.
Right.
Which, right. I would, but when we're dating, not date one.
fair enough. Now, yeah. Is there anyone else on Raya that you and I specifically talked about Ben? Like, I was interested specifically in Ben because I would think I was posting about him a lot at the time. But is there anyone else that you went on dates with who would be well-known, or it doesn't have to be A-list, through Raya or any dating app?
Let me think. I was going out with Jeremy Renner for a while.
Oh, interesting. What was that like? I hear a lot of mixed feedback for how he is personally.
I really think that he is a really good person. He's very sweet. I personally don't have a bad thing to say about him. He's very sweet and caring. You know, I've been on like a commercial flight with him. Like, it was like right when Avengers came out, and he was very nice to everyone around him. Like, some girl came up to him and tried to like sit on his lap while I was with him, and he was like, no, you know, like, get away from me.
Yeah,
he's very sweet. And we never had any like issues or anything, but, you know, It just didn't work out for obvious reasons.
Right.
But yeah, and then, you know, I was looking through this morning and I matched with Andrea from Summer House.
Oh.
And I didn't even remember that. And I was looking through our conversation and he really is like the sweetest, like exactly how he comes across on Summer House. Our conversation was just like sweet, pure angel.
I love that. Yeah, he does seem really, really sweet. Now, besides dating apps, do you meet a lot of celebrities in the wild that you might be interested in romantically?
I'm like naturally attracted to like big football-y guys, mm-hmm. but I've never dated one. Mm. But like if I'm out at like the club or something and I'm like, ooh, like, but I haven't really finagled in person post-COVID.
Really?
And so I haven't, yeah. And I live in LA, like in where people go out and stuff, but I haven't ventured out again into the real world. It's scary out there. And I have new boobs and they're so big that they just kind of like stare at people. I feel like when we're out, and I think it's a lot for them to be out in public, but I'm like getting back out there slowly, but surely, you know, socially in the real world, kind of.
So you're single. You're currently single.
Yes. Yeah, I am single.
Now let's quickly, shift the conversation to Instagram DMs. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. As I say many times, the people that are so desperate to get on Raya, I say to them, you don't need Raya. If you like a celebrity, slide into their DMs. Have you slid into any DMs first? Have you initiated any sliding?
Yes. Yeah, so I will slide into, if I like think of a celebrity, and I'm like, oh, he's cute, I'll just DM him. And I actually do something I tell people not to do, which is just say hi. Like, you should never just say hi, because that's silly. But the cardinal rule of sliding into anyone's DMs, celebrity or not, is you cannot have a private profile. Right. It's like shooting yourself in the foot, because the first thing they're going to do is click your profile. They can't see what you look like or anything about you. They're just going to ignore you automatically. And you would think that would be obvious, but guys slide into my DMs with private profiles all the time, and it's just the silliest of the silly. I slid into Armie Hammer's DMs, like when he announced his divorce. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know, hi, you know, I'm divorced as well. You know, it's really tough, blah, 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 blah. And he responded and we got along well, but he wanted me to, our first date, he wouldn't meet in public. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just too much of a red flag for me. I get it. He had paparazzi, but I don't do like someone's house, you know, to meet first.
He wanted you to come to his house.
He was like living in someone else's like back house or something, which yes. seemed even creepier. And so I just, it was just too much of a red flag. So, and then all the stuff came out about him and my parents were like, or my mom, she was like, oh, why don't you go? He seems like so sweet. And I'm like, no, mother, like, you know, you don't know these things. Guys get you to their house and then you don't know what's going to happen. And then when all of this stuff came out about him, my mom was like, oh my goodness, good thing you didn't go and get
yeah, good intuition
hurt.
There.
Yeah.
Well, so. I just think it's like a rule, whether you're a celebrity or not, to not go to a guy's house on the first date.
No, yeah. I've made the mistake and then you just end up and then they're like, well, you're here. And you're like, it doesn't mean I want to touch you over the pants or under the pants.
You've done it.
I did. Yeah. I went to, so it was peak COVID. It was a football guy and he, you know, all the restaurants were shut down in his defense. It was like at the very beginning. So I did go to his house and he like made me lunch and then tried to, you know, touch me. And I just was like, no. He's like, well, you're here. It's very common male situation.
No, it is. They think that, you know, because you're there, that's what you want. And
right.
I mean, I feel like common sense, like you said, if it was COVID and everything else was closed, where else would you go?
Yeah, I was like, because I said, I was like, what about the beach? No, beaches were shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Parks were shut down. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a beach is a great compromise, I feel like.
Yeah, right. I mean, now the restaurants and bars are open, so there really is no excuse.
Size Army, who is there anyone else that you slid into the DMs?
I'm sure, but unsuccessfully. I mean, like G-Eazy.
Oh, really?
Jack Harlow. Yeah, like no response, of course. I mean,
what do you mean, of course? I'm like shocked.
Really? I mean, I think like everyone, you know, has a type, people are in relationships. I mean, I can't follow. We don't really know what's going on, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's single now.
A lot of guys like blondes, you know? You never know.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I just guess I assume, which is naive, that if you're a hot girl and you're sliding into a celebrity's DM, like you're automatically going to get an answer.
Well, they could think that you have a hidden agenda. Like I matched with on Raya Sam Heughan.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to go out on a date. And what happened? I had like someone had taken paparazzi photos of me and I posted them because I thought they looked cool. And he was like, canceled the date. And he was like, oh, like cool paparazzi photos. By the way, I can't go to dinner. So I think he thought I was trying to like set him up or something. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So I think guys sometimes think that you have ulterior motives or something.
I mean, I guess that's kind of smart on his part.
Yeah, right. And like, look, I'm as a single girl, I don't want to be like linked to anyone in public anyway. Like I would never set someone up, but I'm sure people would do that for, you know, attention or whatever. So, and Sam's cute.
He is, Sam's but cute. I don't know if I'm just swayed by the fans, but
right.
He doesn't have the best reputation. I actually think someone did a podcast episode, someone he used to date did a podcast episode about him, and it doesn't really paint him in the best light. So, I mean, I don't think he did anything criminal. Maybe
he was
a love bomber or he was a ghoster or he was, you know, a gaslighter,
right.
You know, stuff like that. But so he has this reputation for not being, I guess, a great partner. So maybe
right.
You were saved.
Oh, you know who else I just went out with very recently is Steve Howie.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I love him. He's so sweet. And I was at dinner with my dad and I told him to just come and he came and he had dinner with me and my dad like for a first date.
That was your first date?
It was our first date. Yeah. It was kind of recently, like in the last 6 months, I would say. And my dad and I were hammered from going to the Chargers game. And so it just wasn't like the best representation of a date, but it was super fun. We went to karaoke afterwards. He's a good time for sure.
Yeah, that very sounds sweet. Like so fun. So do you think you'll see him again?
No, I don't know what happened to us. We like talked on the phone for hours and stuff, but I don't know. I went out of town. I go out of town a lot for work to shoot, and things just kind of die if you don't keep them up and pumping.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes for everyone. I mean, that's like the right. biggest. That's the biggest hurdle with online dating is keeping it going. If you don't meet them right away and you talk too long, mm-hmm. like it fizzles out. Although I talked to someone for literally, I'm not even kidding, like 5 years before I met them.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I know. It was crazy.
A lot of buildup.
Maybe even longer. And, you know, I still text him every now and then. And it was probably my only semi-success story from online dating because he's a normal guy. He's obviously cool. Like, you know, we get along. I mean, we never were a boyfriend and girlfriend, but it was just a positive experience. It's probably my only positive experience. Did he ever discuss his divorce? Because I think
he did. I actually brought it up, but I didn't know. I didn't really know. And I made a joke about the show and he was like, oh, do you not know that that's, you know, the situation? And I'm like, no, I actually didn't know. He was like, oh, okay. So, but honestly, like, he just seems like a pure hearted guy.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of empathy for him. And I just think he's very, like, alpha sexy. He's pretty sexy. I should text him.
No, he's really sexy. He's really sexy. I mean, yeah. The only reason I asked about his divorce, if you guys don't know, I think most people do. He was married to Sarah Shahi, who is on Sex Life on Netflix. And she famously is now engaged. Although I don't think that they've publicly announced their engagement, but I know for a fact they're engaged to her co-star, who it was on Sex Life, Adam Demos.
Right.
Demos.
And yes. And I hear that that's the, you know, there's a famous scene of him in the shower with, you know, a penis, but I guess the penis was a prosthetic.
Yes. The penis was prosthetic. I've had many, many people. Yeah. I had many people DM me who were affiliated somehow with the show or knew someone who was affiliated with the show. And it was a prosthetic penis, but nonetheless, it was a great scene, and it was really, it was fun to watch. I liked the show. It got a little annoying at the end, but there is going to be a season two. Right. So
yeah, and it's a tough way to lose your relationship. Yes. I would imagine. We don't know. I don't know the gory details, but hearing about it, because I didn't know. I mean, I sort of knew, but I didn't know that they were ever married. So I just was like, it just hurts my heart. I'm a softie. So it hurt my feelings, you know, for him.
Yeah, no, totally. Everyone. That's why I asked you about it. Because I was wondering if he was still reeling from it. I mean, the best thing to do is to get back out there. So, you know, it seems that, that's what he's doing. Now, what about, I can imagine that you have a lot of celebrities or celebrity adjacent people sliding into your DMs. Anyone that's noteworthy that you could tell us about?
You know what's so interesting is I have this account called Dudes in the DM where I anonymously post conversations of my DMs. So since that account has gone up, which was the beginning of COVID, a lot of people will DM me and say, you know, I'm too scared, or guys will message me on Raya and say, I'm really nervous to message you because I don't want you to like expose me on your secondary account.
Oh, okay. But it's anonymous.
So it's a huge cock block. It's anonymous, but it's a huge cock block. And if you look at the account, it's all like the super aggressive or the really funny or the really mean. So I always say to the guys, if you're not really creepy or funny, then you're not going to get on the account because no one cares about like a normal conversation. You know, they want to see the gory stuff.
Wait, yeah. So I'm looking at your most recent post. I'm just going to describe to people what it's like because it's really funny. So somebody DMs you and they say, show me a pic before you got all that plastic surgery. I bet you didn't need it. So you send them a picture of yourself from what looks like the first or second grade. And the person wrote, yikes, never mind. That's so mean.
Yeah, people are really nasty. And people say, you know, I would imagine nasty things to get on. Not that the account's that popular or anything, but people will say things to get on there. I hope society is not actually this mean. But I will say that my DMs have dried up since I launched the account because, you know, no one wants to be exposed. But you see, I post everything anonymously, but so no one recently that's
this
that.
This is really funny. Somebody wrote, if I had a time machine, I'd go back to when you got your boobs done and stop your plastic surgeon. And you wrote, while you're there, ask him to fix your hairline. He wrote, fuck you. But I have a question. Like, are the people sending you these messages, like, they're pretty mean and they're crass. Like, they're not celebrities.
No. I think celebrities, you know, especially today, I think people are scared to put things in writing. And I think if you're content with yourself or have a lot of things going for you, I don't think you're sending messages like that to like me, which is such a random girl.
Right.
You know?
So let's get back to the DMs. What?
Yes.
Okay. So I get asked this from time to time. You previously said hi. If you, let's say I want to slide into a Nicholas Braun's DMs. Now, have you ever had any sort of interaction with Nicholas Braun?
I feel like I DM'd him. I feel like I DM'd him and he didn't respond. Or does he not have?
He has IG. I feel like you're out of his league, to be honest.
No.
He would not be able to handle you.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, yeah. Okay. So he has a setting on. Nicholas Braun can't receive your message. They don't allow new message requests from everyone.
Okay. So because I heard.
Does that make you love him?
No. Well, I've heard that he uses IG a lot. So I wonder when that setting was put into play, because I know people have slid into his DMs and he's responded. So maybe he.
Maybe you have to follow him in order to send him a DM.
Maybe. Or maybe he's received so many messages that he's like, this is crazy. Because I'm sure girls love him. Girls think he's so handsome. You know, he's tall. He's on a hit TV show. He walks around New York, you know, like the rest of us. He's relatable.
Yeah, right.
So people.
He walks.
Yeah. Like the lowest expectation. He walks.
He's got two legs.
God, I know it sounded. Oh God, this account like ruined me. Okay, so, so I want to slide into Nicholas Braun's DMs. I'm an average girl. I don't have, you know,
big
a perfect titties. Body and big boobs. What do I say?
When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food, with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
Okay, so I would definitely not say anything about the show, of course. I like to look at the first 6 photos on their feed and see if there's like anything unique about them. Like if you can tell that they're at a certain hike, like spot, or like you like to hike too. So you'll say like, oh, hey, blah, 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 I'm Paige. I saw on your profile that you like you know, this hike. I love to hike. We should go sometime. Then he, or ask him a question like, do you ever hike in Los Angeles? And then he has something to respond to. He thinks you guys have something in common, which you do. Okay, maybe you're a good person for him to go on a date with.
I love that. You know what
I mean? Thank you.
That's good advice for anyone. I think people think that they have to have this like extreme opener when it's a right. celebrity because they're trying to get their attention. But I agree. And I think from what you told us about your date with Ben and your interaction with John Mayer, like they're kind of just like normal dudes.
Yeah. And they want to connect with someone that's not going to look at them for, you know, being a celebrity, that they can treat like a normal human being. So I think if you put glasses, normie glasses on to look at a celebrity through and just pretend that they're normal and treat them like they're your friend, you know, Jason that you grew up with, I think that kind of comfort level is what everyone kind of wants. No one wants to be like a circus animal.
Right.
So creating something that you have in common and then leaving a question for them to answer, I just think it, you're doing the work for them kind of, and then you're starting a conversation.
Right. Now, do you think that people need to be on Raya?
No, I don't. And I'm probably going to get kicked off for
probably, yeah.
talking about it.
You probably are just like, yeah. but listen, like, do you even need it at this point? Like, let's be honest. We all know who's on Raya at this point. Like I've right. posted about it. There have been articles about it in on Page Six, Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. There's been TikToks made about it. You know, I feel like I don't want to take all the heat, you know, obviously, but it's not just my account that's talking about who's on Raya. We know who's on Raya. So right. if you want to connect with Diplo, like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Like try to get right. on Raya, but
right.
you don't need it, you know? And
no.
I think people really need to understand that. And I'm not trying to downplay Raya, but I feel like Instagram and sliding into someone's DM is way more effective and way more intimate in a way than connecting on a yes. dating app and waiting for somebody to message you.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And like, I think maybe people just like to say that they're on it even.
Yes,
you
I
know?
Agree.
But it's just, I think we're going the other way where it's like you said, Instagram DMs, I think dating apps, especially now that things are opening, like just go to one of the hotspots, go to Carbone and you're going to see someone and go up to them or you're follow them in the bathroom and hit on them. Maybe don't do that. But I just think that there's other ways other than Raya to connect with celebrities for sure.
Now, you said that you haven't gone out in a while, but where would you recommend if you're in LA, because you live in LA, so if you're going to LA and you want to casually bump into a single celebrity, where would you recommend going?
Where was I just? Oh, I was at Coachella. I was like, where did I just see people? Okay, you're in LA, like for dinner, you mean?
Yeah, like if you wanted to meet someone like in a real life way, like not through, you know, social media or a dating app, is there a place where celebrities like to go to hang out besides like the Soho House?
I feel like trying to get into like the VIP sections of concerts.
Okay.
Is like a really good yeah. play.
Yeah,
like
that's
if you
a great
can get
one.
In yeah or even near, like I met Kanye West when I was in high school because I just waited outside of, like I waited right next to the VIP area at a Lady Gaga concert and just like stood there and then saw him and then just like pounced, but just because I loved him, you know, back then. So VIP sections in concerts for sure. Definitely like the LA hotspots, like, you know, Craigs and stuff, you'll see people. Mm-hmm. But more in a social setting, like the concerts, or like a lot of people are at those private kind of influencer parties. So trying to get on like influencer PR lists.
Okay.
And then they sometimes send you invitations to parties because they're like, oh, how'd you get this email? And if you like TikTok has a lot of tricks. Mm. But getting into those like influencer parties helps.
Like a Revolve
depending
party.
On Yeah. And then depending on what kind of list celebrity you're trying to get with.
Right.
But, and a lot of them don't go out, I feel like.
Mm, yeah. I think it's important what you just said. Depending on if you're like A-list, B-list, C-list, like reality star, like who you're looking to attract.
Yes.
That
exactly,
depends.
Right.
Now, who is like, who are you interested? Like, you don't have to give it, if you're like seeing someone, you don't have to say a name, but like.
Oh, no, I'm not seeing anyone. I'm seeing my dog is what I see every day.
Like, which celebrity do you have your eye on right now? Like, would you love to go on a date with?
I would love to go on a date with Jack Harlow. I can't even say his name. I start stuttering. Jack Harlow.
Really? Okay. Let's put it out into the universe. Paige and Jack Harlow. Okay. Yeah. It's out there.
I think he likes blondes, though. He likes blondes.
No, I don't think that's true.
Oh, did I make that up? I made that up?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I think I did.
You know, he's a tough one. People ask me about who he's linked to all the time, and I don't get that information a lot. Like, do you hear who he's seen with or who he's hooking up with?
I mean, I saw it on your Insta that he was on a date, but that's all that I've seen of him, really. And I think that he is like kind of low key. My friend saw him at a party and she said that he was just getting swarmed.
Yeah, I bet.
With girls.
Yeah, I think he was seen on a date, if I'm thinking of the one you're talking about, in Atlanta, and people wrote in that was somebody he works with. It wasn't a date.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
When fans don't want to believe that the celebrity that they're in love with is like someone else, they'll try to write in to convince me that they're like celibate. So it could have been that situation. But I think that it happens with John Mayer all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that that could have been a situation. I also had heard, and I talked about this on a previous podcast with Becca Moore. She's an influencer in LA. I don't know if you know her, but she,
yeah, she does DM stuff too.
Yeah. Mm. I love her. She, saw him at a party talking to Kylie Jenner's old assistant, Victoria. Do you know? And she's brunette.
Oh, she is. Yeah. You're right.
And they were like pretty flirty and like talking. And I think a couple people noticed them in some videos that were on TikTok together. So there could have been something there, that which is why I say I don't think he just like blonde. He just likes blonde.
Oh yeah, right.
Now
that's true. And yeah.
I haven't heard that he uses Instagram like as a dating app. So I don't know if sliding into his DM is the right angle for you. We have to figure out.
Yeah, we should just show up at his house and pretend to be like the pizza delivery guy and just be like, hello, I'm a pizza.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Anyone out there, do not do
that. Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that. But yeah, like, I don't know if that's the right angle for you. So I think you need to get in with one of his friends, because you know, the friend angle, this is also some advice that I've learned. The friend angle is a really good way to get in with a celebrity. If you go through a friend, because they also have their friends do a lot of their dirty work for them.
Oh, and you could end up falling in love with like your soulmate, who's maybe not them, but it is the friend.
True. So
not ideal.
No,
but
not ideal, but it's an option. It's an option.
It's an option. Yeah.
But so we need to find out like who are his besties besides Drake. What about Drake? Mm. Have you ever? I feel like you would be Drake's type, like for sure.
I matched with one. Remember, like I matched with like his cousin or something. Like, remember they had the OVO, like those guys that would put OVO at the end of their names.
Yes.
And he got really like creepy with me, like really creepy quickly in person, where I had to like vacate. So then I just like never revisited the situation.
Okay.
You know,
so besides Drake, we have to find out Jack Harlow's bestie. And that's that's like you're going to be your reach around. I like want this for you. I feel like
I could make a shrine and maybe the shrine manifests him. Or do you think he would think that's creepy?
I think he'd think that's creepy. But the reason I'm even talking about it, because like I've found lately, like the things I've put out into the universe have like come true. So I kind of really believe in that now. So
me too.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just recap. Okay. We don't need Raya.
No.
A-list celebrities are just normal dudes. I'm also classifying that as A-list specific, because I feel like once you kind of move down the list, things could get wishy-washy, the way celebrity men treat women. Because just based on what I've heard. So A-list celebrities, we'll just keep it. A-list celebrities are just normal dudes. And slide into the DMs, look at the first couple pictures and sort of make conversation based on that.
Yes.
Okay. I love that advice.
I like it.
I will. And also, anyone listening, if you
have any success with these tips, like, please let me know. I mean, you know, listen, I'm not trying to take down Raya, but I just want people to know, if you really want to meet a celebrity or date a celebrity or hook up with a celebrity, you don't need Raya. I just like needed to say it. I've said it in the DMs 500 times. I also don't have any friend passes, so please stop asking me to to hook you up with friend passes, because they also don't, they don't guarantee that you're going to get on the app.
Right.
And there's also, I've heard, different levels to Raya. Like, just because you're on the app doesn't mean you're going to see the same profiles that Paige sees.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, there, I've heard people on the app being like, I never see John Mayer. I never see so-and-so. I think,
well, maybe they have their age range set like mine.
I guess. But I feel like if people know there's John Mayer's on the app, their age range is going to be to John Mayer's age. And
you're right. You're
know, okay. I love these tips. Now we have a new segment on the podcast where we respond to voicemail messages. I just started it last week and I read the message, but this week I think we're going to play the message. I mean, I'm dying to hear this. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Play it.
So I think you talked about it last week on the pod, about Cara Delevingne at the Met Gala, and she was like partying with Megan, but I saw a video on Twitter somewhere and she's dancing with Megan, and like Meg like pushes her off her, and I just want to know the scoop. Is she annoying? Who are her friends? Does she have any friends? That's it. Thanks. My name's Bryn, and I do consent to you using my audio on pod. Thank you.
That was so cute. Bryn. I think it said her name was Bryn. Bryn, you're adorable. Have you ever met Cara, Paige?
I haven't, but she's, I'm a Cara fan. She's so, she just seems like very herself, which is nice.
Yeah. So the deal with Cara is that, yeah, Cara has a lot of friends. I think that she's been partying a little bit on the harder side lately. So I think that the videos and the pictures that bystanders are catching of her, it could look like people around her are annoyed by her behavior, which is normal. Like, think about it. If you go out with your friend and she gets totally wasted and she's, you know, acting silly or being annoying, like, you're gonna look annoyed. But I don't think that means that Megan doesn't like her or doesn't want to be around her, because as we saw on Sunday, I don't know if you watched, Paige, but Cara was like glued to her side at the Billboard Music Awards, like glued to Megan's side. Megan Thee Stallion, right. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Now, that being said, you know, everyone was saying, what's up with Cara? Like, is she skiing? Has she been skiing a lot? And, you know, it would appear that she's skiing a little bit. I mean, it would appear. I don't know, because I've never been around her. So I don't know how she acts when she's skiing as opposed to like when she's just drinking. It would appear that there's something else going on there. I also reported 2 weeks ago that she was seen making out with Shailene Woodley at the Mark. I got a lot of response to this. Fans were not happy with this sighting, and they tried to tell me that it wasn't accurate. And I'm here to tell you, the sighting was 100% accurate. I checked with another one of my tier one sources. Shailene and Cara have actually gone on a couple dates since Shailene has officially split from Aaron. It's very casual. Shailene enjoys being around Cara. Cara's a very free spirit, which we could see very obviously. And I guess Shailene feels like, you know, after the whole Aaron situation, that that's what she needs right now. So yes, in fact, they did go on a couple dates in New York. Shailene right now is on the West Coast. Cara, I think's on the East Coast, so they're not near each other, I think. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Cara was in Vegas, so maybe they'll reunite soon on the West Coast. But that's the deal. I mean, I think that Cara's Cara, and I think that everyone knows she's a huge party girl.
Why are fans upset about this kind of pair?
The Shailene and Cara? I don't know. Like, so Kara has this, it's not Shailene's fan base. I don't even know if Shailene has like a passionate fan base, but Kara has a very passionate fan base. I'm assuming that they're younger people. So maybe they just don't like to see her. Maybe they want her back with Ashley. Like, who knows what the fan base wants?
I don't know.
I'm just speculating. Yeah. But people literally tried to tell me your sighting is wrong, and I'm it gets me so annoyed because I know who's sending me in the sightings, and I'm not gonna post a sighting like that from someone who is not a reliable source or someone that I don't have a DM relationship with. I'm not gonna, you know, post a sighting that they were making out in the corner at the Mark from someone I don't trust. So
yeah, you have no skin in the game. I mean, you're reporting what the truth is. So
exactly, and you know,
yeah,
it sounds so plausible. Like, think about it. Like, they're having a couple drinks. They're, you know, feeling a little loose. Like, maybe they wanted to like make out. I don't think there's like anything wrong or weird about that.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a good time.
and Shailene has been open about her own sexuality, or I wouldn't have talked about it so openly. Like, I did make a point to Google times that Shailene has talked about her own sexuality, and she does say that she's like fluid, and she goes, you know, she gravitates towards people based on the person, not based on the gender. So I didn't think that was like, you know, a weird thing to share, that she was seen making out with Kara. This is what I think is interesting about Kara. Does she have a team around her? Does she have a publicist, an active publicist? Because this is now like the third time publicly she's been seen in the past 6 months, kind of like acting a little wild in public. So I'm curious if she has anyone saying to her, okay, girl, now you need to lay low. Like, or if she likes the publicity. Like, people are making jokes about her at the Billboard Awards. Did you see the footage of her and Megan?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's like funny. It's cute. Like, she's helping Megan with her dress. She's sort of like hiding behind a step and repeat, peering out around the corner while Megan is getting her picture taken. It kind of looks like she's just waiting for Megan to finish the step and repeat, the press line, so they could walk in together. Yeah. But the way she's doing it is like really funny. And it's kind of like that meme of Kim Kardashian in the bushes. Do you know?
Totally.
Do you know that one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like that. Yeah. And then at the Billboard Music Awards, she was like sitting next to Megan and kind of like in her space, like in her personal space a lot. And at one point, she gets up out of her seat, gets on the floor, and takes a group shot of like Doja Cat and a couple people. Yeah. So everyone's making a joke like Kara was doing the most at the Billboard Awards. But it's funny, and it's all, you know, it's nothing. She didn't do anything scandalous, but did it seem like maybe she had been skiing or drinking? Like, kind of. I don't know if you'd really, you'd have to look at the footage. Like, I don't know if you'd get that down and dirty at the Billboard Music Awards, like taking a picture on the floor for people if you weren't, you know,
if you're sober.
If you're sober, right.
If you're not turned up.
Right, exactly. And also, I just want to say, like, if Megan didn't want to sit next to Kara, you don't think that Megan would be like, get this fucking bitch away from me, like, seat her somewhere else? Like, of course she would say that. This was Megan's night. Yeah. She won an award. If she didn't want to sit next to Kara, like, she would have said, put her somewhere else. And the show or Megan's team, you know, would have alerted the producers and they would have moved her. So I think people are kind of like making a bigger deal out of it than it is, but
100%.
Yeah. So I just had to like get that off my chest. Thanks for listening, Paige.
Of course. I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah. Okay. So we are at the end of the show. Thank you so much for being here. I've been dying to talk to you for like 2 years since we first connected in 2020. And I really appreciate all of your insight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, this is so fun.
Yeah. There's so many questions that I know my followers have that I can't answer because I don't have any firsthand experience with these topics. So let's just remind everyone where they could find you.
Okay. So I'm Paige Uncaged on Instagram And then I also have Dudes in the DM on Instagram as well.
And you have an OnlyFans account. Yeah. And how do I never know how to search OnlyFans. Like, do I search your name?
So OnlyFans does not have a discovery feature. So you have to actually have the link or the username. Mine is It's Paige Uncaged. And my link is on my Instagram. But yeah, you pretty much have to have a link on OnlyFans. It's hard to discover people there.
It's really, really hard because one mm-hmm. time I forget who I was looking for and you can't search. I'm like, how the hell do you even find people to follow on OnlyFans?
You don't.
It's so and it's crazy.
It's to protect the identity of the creator. Like, you know, if you don't want your parents to know you're on there, so you can't like search your name kind of thing is what I think is going on, but it does make it hard to discover new creators for sure.
Okay. So I see on your Instagram account, which is Paige Uncaged, there's a link. And I guess, mm-hmm. does that have all the other links?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All the goodies.
And how is OnlyFans? Like, I would assume like your account is pretty lucrative from looking at
that. Yeah, it's really, you know, I had a Pilates studio that went under during COVID. You know, I'm on OnlyFans now and I'm happy there. It's been very good to me. I love it.
Do you have any sugar daddies approaching you?
Yeah. Goodness. I don't have any active sugar daddies on the line right now, but I have offers. I have quite the offer, but a lot of them want to ship me to overseas, which sounds sketchy, but yeah, I got some offers in there for sure.
Oh yeah. Don't go overseas. I feel like we might never see you again. That sounds, I know, right? Scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again so much for being here. And thanks, guys, for listening.
Thank you, guys.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demois.